Thank you, Peggy. Our organist is gone today, and Peggy's standing in for us, and we thank you for her music today. So, just before we get started, I have an important guest to announce, Pastor Jack Flatchart. Could you stand up? And Pastor Jack was our pastor here for Oscar, what? You were going to do that. Okay.
So, anyway, I'm sorry. I was responsible for beginning the service this morning. Thank you, Bob. So, very important mission to carry out. But anyway, yes, we open the service in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And by the way, I was probably still rooting after last night to win at the OSU Open. Back to
Oscar, sit on the mic.
Oh, you can't hear. Oh, okay. I'm not used to mics, but we'll do that anyway. So, yeah, Bob, thank Peggy. Thank you, Peggy, for playing. And also, we want to thank Bryson Scar, who will be leading us in music for the worship today, while Colleen, our organist, is off with Rob to visit grandchildren up in Pendleton, and maybe their son and daughter-in-law. Bob introduced Pastor Jack and Joy, and where are you sitting? Anyway, we will have a nice fellowship after the worship service, so we have a chance to visit with both Jack and Joy. Jack was our pastor from 1999 to 2012, and then he retired. They do now reside in Yakima, Washington. I believe you have several daughters up in that community and grandchildren up there. So welcome, Jack and Joy. Thanks. Yeah. Are there, well, if there's other announcements that need to be made, I have one announcement that we do have the Corvallis Knights game for Wednesday 22. We have tickets, free tickets for that. I don't know where they came from. But C. Callie, that's one of the other persons I was looking for. Callie, are you in here? Yeah, okay. So she's waving her hand and has I think there were 22 tickets, and she's probably only given away four so far, so it's always a fun time. Will you announce about the blood drive? Good. Yeah, okay.
I just want to thank everyone that helped with the blood drive. We had a good turnout, and everything went well. We were busy, and I think we got 35 units, which would help like 105 people. So that's just wonderful. Thank you all.
Before she goes, Ellen has organized these blood drives for I don't know how long, and she does a wonderful job. She fixes most of the food. She gives cards to everyone who helps, and I know that she was there between 11 or 12, till after 7 on Friday. She's the one that needs to be thanked for that.
Thank you, Jan. By the way, one of the things that Peace Lutheran Church Blood Drive has a reputation, and we probably have to say thank you, Alan, for this, about the homemade cookies. Whoa, they were really good. I only got through about four of them, Carol. I'm sorry, there were more out there. We worked pretty hard on that. So, no other announcements. It's my...
thank you. Good morning. And if I'm blowing you out, you have to talk to somebody else back there. I'd like to share one announcement, and it may turn into a little conversation as well. Yeah, I am Dan Werspan, and I served at Prince of Peace in Portland which if you're on the west side of town, it was in Beaverton almost. If you know where Sunset High School is, we were the church right across from Sunset High School on Cornell Road. So that's the general area. And we live out by the Hillsborough, across the Sunset Highway from the Hillsborough Stadium. So that's the general area where I reside and spent, I was, I think, 17 years until I retired at Prince of Peace. Prior to that, I was in Roseburg for 16 years. So I'm getting used to Oregon, but anyway, I appreciate the opportunity that you afford me this morning to come and lead you in worship. It's always a treat to do that. And after I retired 3 years ago, I spent 13 months down in Salem doing a long-term vacancy, and I found out or realized that was just really great. I really enjoyed it, but I'm not going to do that anymore. Now I come out and I preach on Sundays, and that way if you don't like me, you don't have to talk to me again. If you do like me, I will leave a card. No. But anyway, it is my pleasure to be with you. And my announcements, again, are nothing about, you know, sometimes the more important ones, the blood drives, the cookie gatherings, the fellowships, the celebrations, those are always fun. I like to announce the day. And it's gone. I think it's the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, but what I want to do is I always, before we begin worship, go through the lessons. Just so you know what you're going to hear. It's like if you got a program, you want to know the players. Well, as we look at the lessons, the general theme of God's Word today is God's intervention into our lives to rescue us from whatever kind of peril, whatever kind of situation we may be in that we are being plagued by. First lesson today is from Job, chapter 38. If you read 1 to 38, you know, that's all the trials, all the sufferings that Job was going through. Chapter 38, then, is finally when deliverance comes. And in this magnificent section, the climax of Job's drama, the Lord reveals that it was the Lord, not Job or anybody else, that delivered Job from this perilous situation. We'll refer to Job a little bit in our message later as well. Second lesson today, in Paul writes to the Corinthians in that second letter, chapter 6, 1 to 13, and Paul kind of lists all the sufferings that he has been through, and also his rejoicings, by the way. He urges the congregation, or the folks at Corinth, you know, to respond as he has been able to respond to the things that have come to him. But I really love verse 13, and we're not preaching on this. As I was working on this, I thought, this would have been a good one to preach on too. But it says in 13, he urges them to respond in a similar way as he has opened himself up to them. He says, I speak to you tenderly. Reveal your deepest feelings in response to us. I think those are really important words for us today. You know, we look around what's going on in the world and in our nation especially. We have a lot of deep-seated feelings. And I don't particularly care where your thoughts are or what your passions are right now on the immigrants at the borders or this zero-intolerance kinds of initiatives. Well, we got to talk about it. And that's what Paul is saying. We've got to visit these things, and that's important for the church, to be aware of what's going on in our world around us, be able to talk to each other, you know, not out of hatred, not out of malice, but out of love. So we know what's going on, and where do we as a church fit in? How can we minister to situations around us? You know, so often, it's what the loudest person in a congregation who is heard. And that may not express the feelings of the whole congregation. We need to talk. We need to visit. Those are great Bible classes, by the way, as you look at issues facing you. So I was encouraged by this little passage. You know, Paul ultimately calls us all the body of Christ. And what a marvelous title that is. And how we respond to that calling then is of utmost importance. Well, sorry for the mini sermon, but that's kind of what's happening in 2 Corinthians. The gospel lesson today, that's the one that I'm using as a text. As we hear our gospel today, we are reminded that Jesus, the risen Christ, one with God the Father, rescues us from the perils of life, both now and forever. You know, even when everything seems to be out of control in our own personal lives, we believe that nothing is ever out of control for God. So that's my announcement. And so we're ready to begin. I don't know your protocols for standing or sitting or anything else, but there are enough of you here who know what you do, so if you're going to stand, do it reverently. If you're going to sit, sit. I don't care. I won't be directing you one way or the other because I don't know what you usually do. But we're going to start with an invocation. I got to figure out where the center of this place is. I'm sorry, I've been ignoring one-third of the congregation. I apologize.
You can take direction from your wife.
Thank you. So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing.